the team have worked with across, you know, various government departments to ensure that the event will be ready to go. And that includes with our partners in the Department of Infrastructure, also with the Marshals Association, bringing in additional training and support to our army of volunteers, which are so valuable to this event. We're also working with all stakeholders to ensure that the event goes ahead in May. What we have expected is that we will try to put this event on as we've always done. If there is restrictions, then we'll work through those restrictions, but we'll do it over the next few months. But at this present moment in time, we're hoping that our army of volunteers, our marshals from the UK, from Ireland, from further afield and local, will come forward and support the event as they've done in previous years.
Now, I think last time we spoke about TT, we were looking specifically at the scoreboard. I know the plan for this year is a temporary scoreboard. Where are we up to with the plans for a permanent one? Is it on track for 2023?
My desire is to have this new scoreboard in place by 2023, and I apologise to fans, to teams and to everyone involved that we couldn't get the scoreboard in place for 2022. At this present moment of time, I believe it is with Treasury to consider that bid. I'm hoping it will be part of the budget when that's announced next month, but we'll wait and see on that. And once that funding is in place, then we'll hopefully go to planning, and I'm hopeful that the new scoreboard will be in place by 2023. I wish it was in place for 2022, but a lot of our other changes are coming in 2023, so it's fine. We'll get through with a temporary scoreboard in 2022.
The temporary scoreboard for this year, what is that going to look like?
It is a remote unit, which will be put in place just before the event, and one that can be removed quite quickly after the event. It will have remote screens, which people can see from our grandstands, and for teams can access information. It's not ideal, but I think it'll be perfect for 2022. But I'm hoping it'll only be temporary, and by 2023 we'll have the new scoreboard in place, which will mix in heritage, history, but also up-to-date technology as well.